From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Another round of airstrikes on northern Iraq today. The Pentagon says U.S. jets and unmanned drones targeted Islamist militants, destroying vehicles near Erbil. Nikolay Mladenov, special representative for Iraq and head of the U.N. assistance mission for that country, says it's a massive humanitarian crisis as religious minorities are being targeted by the militants, and he says the world should be worried.
The advances of the Islamic terrorists affect everybody in Iraq. They affect all communities, all parts of the country. In fact, they affect everybody beyond Iraq as well. And this is why we need cooperation on the ground between the regional authorities, the national capital, and the international community.
This is the fourth airstrike since President Obama authorized them last week. Israelis and Palestinians have agreed to a new three-day ceasefire brokered by the Egyptian government. Mayor Kennedy in Cairo reports the ceasefire is now underway.
A senior Egyptian official says the temporary truce will allow indirect talks to resume between Israeli and Palestinian delegations, and he expects those negotiations to restart in the coming days. Hamas's official media outlet confirmed that they had accepted the Egyptian ceasefire proposal, as did senior Israeli officials. Cairo has been a diplomatic hub since the conflict in Gaza started last month. But multiple ceasefire proposals have failed to stop the fighting, as Palestinian rocket fire and Israeli airstrikes continue. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel was preparing for an extended military operation just hours before the ceasefire agreement was announced. For NPR News, I'm Merrick Kennedy in Cairo.
The NCAA will appeal at least part of last week's landmark decision that could open the door for college athletes to be paid. NPR's Nathan Rott has more.
On Friday, a U.S. district judge ruled against the NCAA, saying that they couldn't completely stop college athletes from profiting off of their names and likeness. Appearing on ABC's This Week, NCAA President Mark Emmert said that there were parts of the ruling that he found admirable and others that he did not.
It has a potential to fundamentally shift intercollegiate athletics in ways that many people are concerned about.
The ruling stemmed from a lawsuit by a number of plaintiffs, led by former UCLA basketball star Ed O'Bannon. O'Bannon sued in 2009 after seeing his likeness used in a video game. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy has won the PGA Championship in Kentucky, shooting a 68 in a rain-delayed final round. He beat Phil Mickelson by one stroke. McIlroy claimed his second straight major title and fourth overall. Hurricane Julio has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm, and the National Weather Service says it won't pose a threat to Hawaii on the heels of Tropical Storm Izelle, which came ashore with heavy rains and strong winds. The storm is about 400 miles off the coast of Hawaii. The Nikkei in Japan is up 1.7% at last check. This is NPR. The Justice Department says it will monitor developments in the death yesterday of an unarmed 18-year-old black teenager in a St. Louis suburb. Michael Brown was shot and killed yesterday by a police officer. The NCAA is calling for the FBI to investigate. Evacuation orders are slowly being lifted for some of the 1.5 million people in Japan affected by Typhoon Halong, as winds and flooding continue to batter parts of the country. The storm has weakened since making landfall Sunday morning. In Tokyo, John Matthews reports at least one life has been claimed so far.
Formerly Super Typhoon Halong is the third storm to strike Japan in a month, grounding hundreds of flights and canceling plans for several travelers during the nation's Obon summer holidays. Officials say they expect further disruptions and high storm surges along coastlines as Halong makes its way northeast past Tokyo, dumping more than a foot of rain in eastern and northern Japan. Police are urging residents to avoid areas prone to landslides, a common cause of fatalities in Japan's mountainous regions. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
Gas prices in the U.S. are dropping. The Lundberg survey shows the average price for a gallon of gas was down 6 cents in the past 2 weeks. The survey says the average price for a gallon of regular gas is now $3.52. Of the cities surveyed, Jackson, Mississippi has the lowest price at $3.19. San Francisco has the highest price at $3.95 a gallon on average. At the weekend box office, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles took the top spot, taking in an estimated $65 million. Guardians of the Galaxy came in second place with $41.5 million, and Into the Storm came in third place with $18 million. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.